Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, April 29th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians in Nepal are attacked on two fronts. Operation Blessing commits for the long haul in Indonesia, and ambassadors race for Rwanda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While Nepal's king is fighting communist Maoists for control, Christians are facing an increasingly difficult time in the world's only Hindu kingdom. The attacks are coming from two fronts. Jan Viren is with Equip Nepal. She says a couple they support was forced to close their school by the Maoists, while Hindu conservatives are angry about their orphan work. Viren says prayer is needed now.
I was expecting the man to call me after he had a meeting, and he didn't call. And then I called the children's home, and the oldest boy answered and told me that auntie and uncle were in prison. They believe they've been forcing people to become Christian.
Viren believes the couple will be released, but in the meantime, funding is needed for their work.
To support a native evangelist or pastor is $60 a month, and to sponsor a child is $25, and that takes care of all their needs and their schooling as well.
If you'd like to help Equip Nepal, go to our website. Elsewhere, Maharaji is a Nepali evangelist. According to the IN Network, he's working with the Chaudhari people because they're isolated from other communities. Through his ministry, many people in the area have come to Christ. Once he shared the gospel with 5 Brahmin priests. Through that, Maharaji believes they will someday become believers. He also reports that 9 people have been baptized in his church. Pray for his continued outreach. You're listening to Mission Network News. Aid workers in Indonesia's disaster-hit Aceh province and Nias Island can extend their visas for 2 more weeks. That decision comes despite calls for the immediate ouster of hundreds of humanitarian groups. Operation Blessing International's Kristen Vischer says their situation's a little bit different.
We're actually working with the government, and they know that we're there on local and national levels. So we are being asked to stay, and we're actually setting up different long-term centers to help these people. We're there for the long haul. We're not going to leave these people in the midst of their rebuilding projects.
Vischer says the team share the gospel through the projects, but they also need prayer.
I believe it's just love in action and showing that we love them no matter what religion, race that they are. Pray for, number one, the strength of our teams. All of our teams have been there since the first of the year. And they're very tired.
Meanwhile, with spring quickly coming to an end, Christians are starting to think about summer vacations. Global Aid Network USA wants to encourage you to think about going to Russia, Belarus, or Ukraine on a short-term mission trip. Gaines Charles Detter says they need 100 more people to join their teams.
We have teams doing construction work, helping a church to build indoor facilities. But most of the teams will be focused on delivering humanitarian aid, things like food, medicine, clothing, care packs of school supplies, and delivering the news of Jesus Christ.
Detter says these additional volunteers could do great things evangelistically.
If we had that additional 100 people, that would allow us to reach up to 5,000 more people with the good news of the gospel on this one mission trip alone.
Click on Go on a Trip at our website for information. And some believers recently ran toward an opportunity for evangelism. Sammy Tippett Ministries supported a 5-kilometer race to benefit Ambassadors for Christ's 4-week mission trip to Rwanda, Africa. The AFC group will leave on Monday, May 2nd, and return Wednesday, May 25th. A portion of the proceeds goes to the Packets of Love project aimed at Rwandan orphans. The team hopes to provide a strong message of hope and of Jesus' love to a nation still divided by tribal tensions. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.